Hey, thanks for holding. Is this Jake?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
Hey, Jake. I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. So, tell me a little more.
Yeah, I'm actually just getting a bunch of notes from my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over the pricing, and she had requested a new in-business credit, so that you just started about 15 months ago. So I'm trying to get that applied for the area right now. But did you have any questions in regards to the listing or how it works while I'm pulling up the pricing?
I think, yeah, so I explained to her that I've listed my business on Google before when I was doing strictly architecture work.
Okay.
And so it would show up in maps. If someone searched it, it would have an address. And my biggest curiosity is how much more visible would it be, if I'm paying monthly rather than when I listed before. It was just, a free option. It was just to have it there if someone searched
Yeah,
it.
Google's made some changes for sure. It's really hard for people to get up there without Google being involved because of the algorithm updates. And so we're partnered with Google.
Right.
So I think the real question is how much more visibility would you have with us than you have now? That's
I'm sure more,
the
for
real
sure,
thing.
certainly, yeah. So,
Absolutely, yeah.
but
Right now,
again, yeah,
nobody's
and
going to see you.
obviously you're probably the right one to talk to because, of course, it's just a matter of, more at, what cost in order to make it, justifiable.
Right, absolutely. I'll dive into the pricing. I mean, there's a new in business credit that they have that it's designed to make it more affordable, but the most important thing now with all the algorithm updates and the way Google does things is that there's a position available within your area. There's actually so many places on that first page, and Google's started to like limit us on the amount of guys that we could sign up. They don't want us to go over that threshold. Just because it's like then guys are getting dodgy results, right? Sometimes they're showing, sometimes they're not. At least for the ad section, it's like ever rotating. These local listings are a lot more stable. It's based off of the pin verification letter or the video verification that you do, and that address that you provide to Google. And then they give you up to a 40-mile radius that we could cover with the local listing. Can't go further than that unless you want to do Google Ads, which is the pay-per-click service. And then we can actually target those outside areas. So pricing's really going to depend on how much ground you want to cover. If money's no object to you, we can have you showing throughout the whole state, realistically, between Google's three products, Google Guarantee, Google Ads, and Google Places. We do them all because we're a Google partner. So if you just want to keep it within 40 miles, that's the most affordable option. Get that local listing while it's open. But if you want to expand on not just the local listing and show the whole state, then we could do that, but the bill's going to be pricey, right? So,
Right. My
which choice
initial
do you have?
thought is just my radius is really more like maybe 20 miles because I'm really
Oh, okay.
targeting some specific cities that I've done work with before, who I know the inspectors, where the projects can be permitted quicker, and that's mainly between Lehi and Springville, just in Utah County.
Yeah, so a local SEO package would be enough for you. Then all we would do though, during your client interview, we'll customize it. So we'll shrink the service area. 40 is just the maximum you can go. Doesn't mean you have to cover the full 40. You could shrink it. And it's also customized based on the keywords and services that you're found for as well, as you probably already know. So we could tailor
Good.
that to you.
So, yeah. So let me ask you one other thing as well. Is it, when someone searches just construction, generally or contractor that they're
Home
searching
builder.
for,
Right.
you'll immediately have, some of the most renowned Utah companies pop up, Woodside, Flagship, Edge, et cetera. Is there more than just however much I'm paying in order to be displayed on that first page or one of those pins, whenever someone types that into Maps and it has a variety of who pops up? Do things like reviews play into that?
Not
Site visits,
anymore.
is there any other data? Oh, really? So even for some of those largest companies, it's just a matter of fact of how much they're paying per month in order to have some of those top search results in whatever locations they choose.
Exactly. Yeah, the funniest thing too is like if you type in home builder Springville, Utah, right? You get Utah Oasis Homes up here above Salisbury Homes. Utah Oasis Homes has 11 reviews. Salisbury Homes has 120. it's got nothing to do with it. Precision Homes and Design is there too. He's got 13. So it's like if it was just based on reviews the way it used to be, you know, Salisbury would be dominating the market for the most part. And then you'd probably get like Life Homes in there or, you know, Valor Homes with 132 reviews. It's got nothing to do with that. Nowadays you can be around for 20 years and have 500 reviews. But if there's a local guy that gets that local listing and capitalizes on it, he's going to show up above large companies like Arrive Homes. You know, it doesn't matter anymore. It used to be based on that when they were doing a lot of organic SEO for the local mass listings, but now it's irrelevant. You could still do local SEO and get like a traditional organic placement, but it's not going to make it up to the map section without the Google partner back there doing the optimization and sending those algorithm updates to Google.
Okay, I think that answers that exactly, because I was mostly curious about that.
Yeah, they changed things a lot. You know, back in the day, you could do that. You could do backlinking and meta tagging through your site and just start building up your reviews, have a bunch of people write reviews, and you could end up there organically without Google. Now they made that very difficult. They realized the game of Monopoly that they have on their hands.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Continue on with what you were mentioning before.
Yeah, so ideally I think a local listing for you with just shrinking the service area to the 20 miles like you requested would be ideal. So I sent you the pricing page via text message just so you could see it.
Yep, let me take a look.
Mm-hmm. The local packages are the last three. So you want to go past the premier ones because the premier ones also have Google Ads. That's only designed for, like I said earlier, guys that want to cover more than 40 miles. So if you go down, you'll see the local SEO plus Facebook ads packages, and that's where you're at. So they got $299, $499, and $599. It's really just dependent on the business's needs, but I see you already have a website, so I'm not sure you'll actually need a full platinum package. Usually the platinum package includes the website, same thing with the pro, unless you want to capitalize on the Facebook ads too, then we would need to do the platinum package. But what I was thinking I could do for you, just to kind of jumpstart everything and make sure we have all your bases covered, if you wanted to come on board with us today, I can enroll you in the platinum, obviously minus the website, that way you get all those bells and whistles, but I'll reduce the monthly cost to the essential pricing structure of just $299 with your new in business credit. And then I'll also put in a request to have your setup fee waived for you. So that way you don't have to pay the $299 setup either. It should save you about $600 off the initial investment. But then each month moving forward, I'll lock you in at that rate. So it'll just stay $299 for as long as you're with us.
Interesting. So let me ask you this as well.
Okay.
Well, I've got currently I'm trying to lock down about one job per month. My focus is specifically what's called ADUs, accessory dwelling units. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but they're home projects that tend to be a little smaller, tend to be, you know, like a backyard kind of casita, mother-in-law type unit.
Yeah.
So my capacity for now, because I do contract everything out, but I don't have a substantial, you know, team after, you know, having contracted just a year so far.
Right. Still building.
I wonder, yeah, exactly. I wonder how much, you know, traffic this may drive. You know, if I were to put these up, if I were paying, you know, a whole $300 per month, if I end up getting, I don't know, 5 or 10 leads per month, I might end up turning, you know, 80% of those away, which is fine because I like to be selective. And typically,
you don't have options.
To get at the point where I am turning, about 50% away because then I can be selective about my projects. But the question, you know, what I'm hitting at is, you know, how many eyes do you think maybe, you know, this would attract from maybe other people that selected this service? You know, how many people might I be able to expect to reach out if I were to pay $2.99 a month?
Well, Google doesn't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of clients. They do monitor and these calls. These calls are recorded. However, I can assure you it's as much as possible because Google is the number one search engine in the world. And so if they're out there searching, they're now seeing your name in that conversation. Whereas if they do that search today, they're not seeing your name in that conversation. So you're giving your business the best chance of generating leads and getting the exposure by being up there, by having that placement. What I can say is, like, you're in an area where 20 miles isn't going to get the maximum. If you're really looking to get as much volume as possible, let's cover the full 40 miles.
just because that would be the same price anyway, right?
Right, exactly. And it just increases our odds of hitting those numbers. If we have more ground, there's more opportunity for sure. And you're also in kind of a niche when it comes to building that back house or that accessory dwelling unit that you're talking about. So I can't guarantee you that you're going to get that job a week or multiple leads per week, you know, even if I could see the guys that are up there now are getting calls every day, right? Hint, hint. I'm not supposed to do that, because if you sign up with me based on that and you don't get that, then you're going to cancel. It's a month-to-month service, right? And we don't want that. Ultimately, we want to build a long-term relationship with you, and that only happens if you're honest and transparent with each other. So I can't guarantee you you're going to get a certain amount, but I can promise you that Google advertising has been the most profitable way, and that's going to put your business in the best position to succeed over anything. I mean, I see you're on Home Advisor by Angie's List here. When I look up your name, you don't have a registered Google business profile that pops up when I look up your name. I get that Angie's List listing. So if I click on that, I get turned into a lead. Can't even get a hold of you. It's going to get sold to like three or four other guys, and then, you know, maybe I end up with you. But that's a pay-per-lead service that uses Google advertising because they know how effective Google advertising is. So we're basically just cutting out a middleman in your current marketing strategy and putting you in a position for people to contact you directly and see you on a regular basis.
Right, right. And again, this is, you know, I've just started, you know, looking to advertise further. I've just looked into Angie's, you know, not even a week ago, and some of the options to drive some new work. And so that's why the timing of your call is actually pretty good. So
another thing too, I don't want you to discredit. Oh, sorry. I don't want you to miss this, right? Google advertising's huge and the placement's huge. And obviously that's going to be your bread and butter. That's where you're going to get most of your leads. But I'm offering you a platinum service. I don't want you to discredit the other things in that package, like Facebook advertising. That could bring in customers and exposure for your business. Bing, that could bring in customers and exposure for your business. You're a top five option there. They typically pull from Google's top three guys. The Amazon Alexa voice search results, you'll be there. You know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, all those directory submissions. We're going to have about 10 different ways of generating leads, and we're completing your online business profile for you. So it's not just Google that we're relying on in order to get you leads. We're going to be pulling from everything that has a pre-existing relationship with Google within our network with a platinum package.
Yeah.
So if you compare Home Advisor by Angie's to a full platinum package service, it's not going to take very long. You know, you try it for a month or two, and I'm telling you, it's going to be pretty obvious on what's going to be best for your company as a long-term solution moving forward.
So let me ask you this then. Maybe this is the most important question. At the beginning, you said this is kind of a month-to-month service, so this isn't a contract per se.
Right.
If I were to use this maybe for a couple months, and then I generate enough leads that, you know, I'm booked out for work for maybe the next, 5 months, mm-hmm. then is it possible just to put a pause on that, maybe for an entire month or maybe just as needed, and not receive any charge? And then when needed, again, when I'm looking to seek out more jobs, then I can unpause that and simply continue kind of at will.
Yeah, we do offer holds. You know, obviously we reason with our clients. You know, if something pops up too, they have like family emergency, whatever the case is, or they're like, hey, we're down. You know, we work with them on that. But they do have limits to it. You know, once it hits a certain limit, if you're not reactivating the payment, then we go ahead and open up the position and start doing what we're doing today, which is reaching out to other businesses to fill that spot or take the position.
So say that last part once again. So in the interim, if I do pause that, then you'll be searching for other businesses in order to take up that spot in the meantime, or do
no,
I
No, not
still
in the meantime.
Right?
No, we'll hold it for a month or two. I think two is the maximum that they'd give. Sometimes they do seasonal holds. Like we have businesses that are focused on just snow removal and it's not snowing all the time. So they'll do like holds, but there are limits to the holds, you know, I think it's different based on each individual industry where it's like, hey, this guy's just not responding and he's got it on a hold and we're trying to reactivate it. He's hit that point. Well, you know, we don't just leave them up there. You know, we go down the list, we find another company to fill the spot and move forward with that position, with that company in the position.
Gotcha. So you'll go about 2 months max. Cause obviously it's what beneficial for you. It makes you business if you have someone on there who's
right.
active and paying every month. So if they hold it for more than 2 months, then yeah, it's of no great use to you.
Yeah, as a Google partner, they're collecting on this account, so they want us to make sure that those positions are filled with an actual paying customer that wants to benefit from placement.
Definitely. Okay. Is it possible, can I schedule a meeting with you later today? Because I have an appointment that I need to run off to at 9.
Okay.
And then be able to, does that offer still stand throughout to today to be able to have that $299, but the platinum service with no setup fee if I get back to you a little bit later? Because I will also want to check in the meantime. I may just select this option rather than doing this in addition to Angie's. If maybe either I put that on pause or just remove it completely if this drives, you know, the same kind of business that I'm looking for.
Yeah, which it will. I mean, I can't tell you how many guys I've seen do that. But the way the placements work is when a position opens up, Google will give us a list of companies that they feel qualify, and then they incentivize my representatives, kind of like Tara that you were talking to in the beginning of the call, to fill the position as soon as possible. So they call down the list, and it's like first come, first serve. Once we fill that position for this service area, we're required to close out the category, basically stop calling, and we work exclusively with that client.
Gotcha. So even if we set something up in a couple hours, you might be making some phone calls in the meantime and see who would be next best suited for that open spot that you have.
Yeah, we're down in Orange County, California. I mean, it's 7:39. You know, this listing was on our board. Usually we fill them within an hour or two. So most likely once I hang up with you, they'll send me another pre-screen client for this area of Utah until we fill that spot.
Okay. Well, maybe we just go ahead and lock it in then.
That's at your discretion. If you want to give it a shot, I could definitely do that. I got to create your Google business profile and start the verification process. And then I also have to schedule a client interview where we can get more time than the 20 minutes we have here before your appointment to customize the service and go over like the area that you want to cover. If you want to go 40 or 20, still don't know if you want to do that. And then, and then we also want to go over the specific services we're listing you for. So that way you're getting qualified job opportunities from it.
So let's go ahead down that road. Yeah, let's kind of take the next steps that we need.
Okay.
And yeah.
Is Jake short for Jacob?
Why not? It is.
Okay. All right. And what's your last name, Jake?
That's Willmore, which is W-I-L-L-M-O-R-E.
Okay. And your business email address, I have to send a receipt and everything in writing since I'm putting you on the platinum for $299.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great. So jake@stratforddesignbuild.com.
Okay. And is the phone number that we're on currently the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, that'll work for both.
Okay. So 801-358-9518.
Yes.
Okay. And how would you like the hours of operation for your business displayed on your Google Business profile?
Mm-hmm. That'd be 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Sunday, you want me to put closed or by appointment only?
By appointment only would be great for Sunday.
Okay. So they could still call you, but most likely they'll get scheduled out. Okay. And then cash, check, card, and what does it say? Financing options. I'll leave that open. You guys can discuss that when you get the call. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
then
good.
Google's going to send a PIN verification letter to you in the mail. They may also request video verification just to make sure you actually are who you say you are and where you say you are. What's the street address mm-hmm. that we could send your PIN verification letter in the mail?
So we'll put that as 596 South.
Okay.
1900 East.
Okay, got it here. And 84663?
Uh-huh. Yes. So that's okay. Springville.
Springville. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you have the option. Do you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
Is
for
that...
potential prospects. This is for people looking, like, finding you, not so much for us. Google will still have it.
I see. So let's hide that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'll be my turn. Yeah, so you don't have people coming to you, so that's why you have the option to hide it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It came up as a residence. Okay. And then it's okay that I attach...
Exactly, that's just a residential address.
Right. So it's okay that I attach your website to the Google Business profile?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Save. All right. Account is created. So now I just got to schedule your client interview. The client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window. It is a pretty simple call. They have set questions that they walk you through to help us set up the profile. But what do you think would be the best time for you to do the client interview with us?
Let me take a look at later today. Are we talking, is today the soonest availability?
Preferably, yes. Yeah, today or tomorrow at the latest. Sometimes guys tell me, oh, next week on Tuesday. I'm like, no. We want to start working on it now.
We are going to do this ASAP.
Yeah, it's a month-to-month service, so we try to get you guys as much results as we can within that first month, so that way we don't lose you.
Yeah, fantastic. So let's go ahead for noon today. We can do that.
Okay. You got it. I'm going to schedule between 12 and 1 Mountain Standard.
Perfect. Yep, that should do.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment, to your email that you gave me, and then I will text you 1 hour prior just as a heads up so you don't forget. Not that I think you will, but it's just automated, so it's going to come through.
Good. I'll watch for that.
Yeah.
And then, so the Google profile is up with that information that you just gave. So if I went and searched, you know, Stratford Construction or, you know, anything similar, that would pop up. But we'll go ahead through the interview and set up more of the...
Google Business Profile is something you could do for free. The point here is to verify you. You have to be fully verified, and then we have to go into the back end of that Google Business Profile and actually do the algorithm updates, so that way you move up. But before we can move you up, we have to know what you want to be listed for. We've got to get through the interview process, and we also have to get the Google verification documents. So they usually ask you for any required documents for your industry, like your license, your insurance, your business registration, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Just to give you an idea.
there's a form I'll actually send you. It'll come through automatically when I process this. Same with your outline of your agreement and your login for our tracking system and app. And it walks you through like what you need in order to get the verification completed. So we send that over digitally instead of doing it over the phone, because there's actual like paperwork we need from you that you got to like take pictures of and send in. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yep. Great.
Okay. All right. And let me go to billing here. We'll go platinum package. There you go. $299 month to month. And then a setup fee, use client's own site and domain. So we won't touch your website or do anything with your site, okay? If you need help with it, we have to add some kind of like hosting or something to the service.
Good, good. Yep.
Actually, you know what? I'll leave that on the table in your package. We won't do anything for now, but if you do need help with it, I don't want them to turn you down. But you would have to give them access to it to get in there and help you.
Yeah, I think that sounds fine. So
yeah, leave it on the table in case you're having a problem. Because sometimes Google will say, hey, you know, you switched your keywords and you want to be listed for this, but we want that to match up with what the website says. If you can change this, instead of us bouncing around, you can just say, yeah, go ahead and fix it for me, and we can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So I have the profile set up. So in terms of securing the $299, how did you want to do that, Jacob?
I think just through a credit card is probably going to be best there.
Okay. So is this a business card or a personal?
Business card.
Okay. So it says Stratford LLC on it?
It does. It has my name on it as well as the card user. But, yeah, it does have Stratford on it.
Okay. Just to make sure it matches up, is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
No.
No? Okay. And traditional spelling on your first name, right? I just assumed it was J-A-C-O-B.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And then is the billing address for the card the same as the street address they're sending the Google verification letter to?
I believe that's still the Salt Lake address where I started.
Okay. Got to update that. So what's the Salt Lake address?
That's going to be 159 West Stratford Avenue. And now you can see where the business name came from.
Yeah. And you said that was Salt Lake. And the zip code?
Yeah, 84115 up there.
84115. Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Great. So 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
9056.
9056.
3961.
3961. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It'll be 0327.
03 of 27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
469.
469, okay. And then before I can authorize the transaction, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Good.
All right. Not worried about you understanding, but I just got to say that.
I'm sure.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here, Jake. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Stratford Design Build.
Thank you. And can you please, wait a minute. I have Stratford LLC here. So do you want me to change the business name to Stratford Design Build LLC?
If that's how it shows up in a Google search, yes. So as far as the state, it's just Stratford LLC. Stratford Design Build is more as a DBA, but it's not set up as a DBA with the state.
Okay, so this is more your DBA name is what you want to have displayed. So do you want me to put Stratford Design Build LLC?
Let's do that, yes. Stratford okay. Design Build. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me fix that. That's exactly why we do this verification.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's major. Okay. right, let me go ahead and update. Last thing I want to do is publish a bunch of things with Stratford LLC and then go, whoops, got to change it. It's better to just do it the right way the first time. I like it better that way because it matches with your website. So looks better. Okay, perfect. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Yeah, so Jake Wilmore and owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jake, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yep.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have. You could keep doing Home Advisor by Angie's List. We're not telling you what you can and can't do, but what we want to avoid is duplicating anything, okay? So I set you up on a platinum, so that way hopefully we could be just a one-stop shop for you. You don't need any other online agencies for advertising, but if, you know, you are considering it, just double-check. Make sure that we're not duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing for you. It can really cause a discrepancy there. If you got two Google business profiles, that'll have the opposite effect. Google will suspend them both until we figure out what's going on or fix the discrepancy. Okay. So that's, that's a headache that I've ran into way too many times over my time here. It's a nightmare. All right. And it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try it for a couple months. When you first sign up with us, but it is a month-to-month service, right? You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 15, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've made the website optional to you in the future if you need help with it, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your service. So when the term is completed, the agreement's set up to renew each month on the 15th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us for that platinum package. And then it says in our fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due, or before the 15th day of the month, so we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sounds good.
All right, so I'm going to process your payment now. When this goes through, you're going to start receiving text messages and emails. They're the same. We just send them to both platforms. There's three of them that are come through. One of them's username and password for your tracking system. We have an app. I highly recommend you download the app. It makes your life super easy. Just kind of like a one-stop shop for you in that app. It'll have everything we're doing for you in there. It'll help you keep track of your leads, request reviews from clients, the whole kit and caboodle. And then they'll have the Google verification form. And then they'll also have a full outline of your agreement in writing there as well for you to sign off on. So it'll have everything documented in black and white, all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation, for your record and ours. Okay.
Okay. Good deal.
All right. So let me just make sure those are coming through. As long as those texts and emails are coming through, you're basically good to go until our client interview at noon.
Perfect. And I think I've got all that. And so I'll go through. So is there anything that I ought to review in here before that meeting?
Sign your subscription terms, 100%. It's just, I know we've already disclosed it all, and it's kind of just repetitive of what we're doing here, but, you know, it's good to go over that, and then it'll have everything in black and white there, and you want to sign off on the bottom of that. We got to get your signature on that before we start moving forward spending money.
Great, great. So I'll get on that before noon, and I think, that should have us pretty well set.
Yeah, and then sometimes it takes our clients a couple of days to get the paperwork together. I don't know if you have it readily available, but you can take your time with that. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we have 24/7 customer service, and our number is attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward.
Perfect. Good. All right.
All right, Jake. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our call. We'll be with you shortly here at noon.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks for your help. Looking forward to it.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.